It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
All right, ladies, it's time to open our Bibles up to Genesis 45. Connie Stampfel is here. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Amy. Today we're going to be talking about Genesis 45 again, and it's how Joseph will reconcile with his brothers. It's really the highlight of this story.
All right, so I will read the chapter, and then Connie will teach. And it starts this way. Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him. He cried, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud so that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were so dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life, for the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest, and God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on the earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord to all of his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry up and go to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children and your flocks and your herds and all that you have. There I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine yet to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. When the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, "Joseph's brothers have come," it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, 'Do this, load your beasts and go back to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land.' And you, Joseph, are commanded to say, 'Do this, take wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives, and bring your father and come. Have no concern for your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.' The sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the journey. To each and all of them he gave a change of clothes, but to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 changes of clothes. To his father he sent as follows: 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and provision for his father on the journey. Then he sent his brothers away, and as they departed, he said to them, 'Do not quarrel along the way.' So they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob. And they told him, 'Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt.' And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, 'It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.'"
Thank you, Amy. Here we have, just a beautiful story of reconciliation. And we find that when the brothers come back to Joseph, he is unable to control himself because of just his warmth of emotion and compassion for them. So he makes all the Egyptians leave, and he cries, and he reveals himself, "I am Joseph." And his brothers, I think, are dumbstruck and dismayed, afraid, because they truly thought he was dead. They had no idea this Egyptian they've been dealing with is actually their brother Joseph. And so he reassures them, and he speaks beautiful words about how God is working in and through his slavery and imprisonments, and then rise to power for God's purposes. And God's purposes were to provide preserve life for the family of Jacob, for Joseph here in Egypt to give them food during this famine, which God has brought about. And so Joseph understands God's divine providence and about how something they thought was going to be for evil, God is working together to make it good. We also see so much the fulfillment of Joseph's dreams. Again, he's the ruler over Egypt, and his brothers come to understand who he is, which again is a very difficult thing, I'm sure, for them to reconcile with. And so then Joseph urges and tells them to hurry and bring back their father so that they will be near him. And he wants them to tell them all about his honor in Egypt. And then there's a very emotional greeting of all of them, weeping and kissing and hugging and beautiful, everything their way. And then we find out Pharaoh hears about it. And he, through God's grace, is inspired to be very hospitable and say they can settle anywhere and have the best of the land and to bring wagons and to bring them. And then we have Joseph giving great gifts as he sends them away to bring back his father. And I think what's interesting is when they come to Canaan and they tell Jacob, he's numb. He's stunned. He doesn't believe it. Because first of all, actually, the brothers have to confess that Joseph might be alive because they sold him into slavery while Jacob's thought for 22 years that he's dead. He's been killed by an animal. So there's a little family problem going on right there. And so then we find that because of the gifts and because of what they tell them and because of Joseph's words, Jacob comes to understand. And I'm sure he also has seen God's fulfillment of promises, Joseph's dreams. And he has to be just rejoicing, truly, about what God is doing. And so then he consents that they go to Egypt. And I love his words. He said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." And really, he means, it is enough. I'm satisfied. The desire of my heart has been fulfilled. It doesn't matter what happens to the rest of my life because Joseph is alive. Truly, I think this chapter is, again, about God's divine providence. But what we see, again, is Joseph knew the Lord. He'd gone through tough times. He'd come to know God's goodness. He could see God's plan and purpose in his life. And now he's able to bring about God's good purpose for his family, for his father, for his beloved brother Benjamin, and even for those rascally brothers who have now repented and are reconciled to him. And so here, again, God is working in and through difficult times of famine, through family troubles and sin to bring about his purposes. And I think we also see that God brought those other brothers into a relationship with him in a way they never had before. They've acknowledged their sin, and they've been humbled, and they have to acknowledge Joseph as he is the leader, but they have changed, and that's God's grace in their lives. May God's grace be there in each one of our lives. And so that wraps up today's lesson, and you can find the notes on naomistable.com.